on Terrell Pryor, where are you in kind of figuring out how best he can help the passing game, and how much evolution are you still hoping or expecting to see in the 12 games that remain in his game?
I think he's, you know, like I said before, he's still evolving as a wide receiver. It's a year and a half of playing wide receiver, whatever it is, he's going to still, there's still some growing pains there. But you see a skill set there that we like, his height, obviously, his speed, his length. But there are some things that we just have to continue to clean up, and he's all for it. You know, he's a very coachable guy. Kirk loves working with him. The guys behind him are doing well. Doxson's getting better, obviously, Ryan Grant. So Crowder, you know, so we have a good group of wide receivers that kind of help out. You know, we spread the ball around here. We don't need to feature one guy in this offense. We have a lot of guys that can get the ball, get open man-to-man coverages, and when it's zone, we can read it out and throw it to the guys.
Dunbar's obviously only a year removed from transitioning from wide receiver. Are there any moments still where you're reminded of that, where you go, man, that's still a guy who's really young at his position, on top of just being a young guy in general? And who's kind of taken the reins from Aubrey Pleasant of helping him through that transition, where Aubrey took a kind of a special role in that last year?
Yeah, James Rose, our assistant defensive back coach, he does a great job, you know, so he's getting coached, and he's come a long way. He's probably one of the guys, obviously, that have come the longest way from, you know, obviously the college days of being a wide receiver to being a starting defensive back in the NFL in just over a year. It's a great story and a great tribute to him, how hard he works, how natural of a – how great his length is and how fast he is and how natural of an athlete he is. So I'm excited to see him play on a longer basis, see what he can do, you know, because he can – bump and run. He's got long arms and he can run, and see how he does out in space. But we're excited to see him.
Hey, going back to Cincinnati, there's been this long perception about you as a play caller that you like to pass too much. Obviously, you've been scrutinized on that a lot. Has that ever bothered you, and was it ever true?
No, I don't think it's ever been true, really. But if the play doesn't work and you throw it, and you should have run it. If your play doesn't work when you run it, you should have thrown it. That's just the way it is. But, you know, we had very good skilled people at Cincinnati. We had Gresham, Eifert, Giovanni Bernard, A.J. Green, Marvin Jones, Mo Sanu. And that was the strength of our football team, quite frankly. Our strength wasn't running the football, but we still ran the ball, I thought. We like to be balanced. And that's the key to pro football, in my opinion, to be balanced. It helps the quarterback. It helps the whole entire team, offensive linemen, perform better. They produce better because they can, you know, they're not always in a pass stance getting, working on stunts and blitzes and all that stuff. You can put your hand on the ground and knock some people off the ball. So it's a key component to pro football, being balanced, but you also have to understand who your players are and get the ball to your playmakers. And there are extensions of the running game, the screens, bubble screens and that nature that don't count as a run, but really they are runs that you don't get credit for. But try to be balanced. It's always a key.
Back to Dunbar, he was similarly last year asked to step up when you guys had some injuries. How did he handle that then, and how much more comfortable is he in that spot a year later?
Dunbar is a unique person. I don't think he's really smart enough to know the magnitude of the situation he's in. You know, he just goes out and plays. He just loves playing football. He loves to compete. Man, he thinks he can cover anybody, anytime, anywhere. And that's a great mentality to have as a corner. And that's the way he feels. You know, he's been out here at practice covering DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon last year and this year with all these other guys. He just line them up. He just bump up and run. That's the mindset that he has, and that's a great mindset to have. He's got a short memory. If he does get beat, he'll come right back up and play bump and run and cover you. So we're excited to watch him play.
How did he do last year?
He did good. He did good. Yeah, no problems.
Jay, James proud of a lot of expectations coming out of Richmond. The performance hasn't really been there so far through four games. How much of the little nagging injuries, the hip, the hamstring, how much of that stuff is impacting him?
I think a little bit, possibly. So I think you'll see more Jameson Crowder, hopefully. He's one of our best skilled players. You know, we got to get him more involved in the offense. That's partly my fault, to get more balls targeted for him, whether it's quick game, whether it's getting the ball out in space somehow, bubble screen, whatever it might be. I got to get the ball to him in space more often to get him in the flow early. You know, Jordan Reed's the same way. You know, those are two of our key playmakers. So fortunately for us, we have quite the dilemma. You know, Chris Thompson's been obviously performing quite well. We like to run the ball with our backs, and obviously, Terrell Pryor, we just mentioned, and Josh Doxson also. So we have a number of guys we need to get the ball to, but it's key for us to just be patient, spread the ball, get the ball to the open guy.
Is that something you talk to with Kirk about?
Oh, yeah, that's it's the offense. You know, the offense, the ball has to go to the open guy, the guy that progresses. It's a pure progression-based offense most of the time. Sometimes we read coverage. Sometimes we read people. But for the most part, we're going to get the ball to the open guy, hopefully, whether it's Crowder on the underneath route or Dachson on the deep dig or whatever it might be. So people just have to be patient and stay within the offense, and the balls will come.
Jay, when you've had some of the same guys on the offensive line you've had for the last couple of years, how does that change things when you have a guy like Clemmings that may have to spot start or something like that?
Well, it's tough, you know, because we have a very good offensive line. You know, when that becomes, when your depth becomes an issue, you know, like Ty Anseki, even though he doesn't play a lot, he is our core backup tackle. Now all of a sudden you're to your fourth. We just picked up TJ. Now he's our third, could be our second. So that's just the way it is in pro football. That's why it's important we continue to work with our practice squad guys, our seventh and eighth offensive line, and make sure they get the reps. So when their number is called, they can perform. But when you're talking about taking possibly Trent Williams out of the lineup, I don't care who you put in there, you're going to have a drop-off. That's just the way it is because he's the best in the league. But we expect them to step up and play well and do their job.